Hi there. Welcome to FueledByGrace.com. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad that you're listening to this podcast. Let's dive right in, shall we? Today, we're going to talk about three words that will change your life. Three small words, not really by themselves all that significant, but when taken together, they will transform your life. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, they will energize your walk with God. If you're listening and you don't have a relationship with God, these words, I promise you, will help you to see things that you may never have seen before and may help you decide that you need to be in relationship with God. So let's jump in, shall we? What are the three words that will change your life? Are you ready? Well, let's turn to John chapter 19, verse 30. And it says, when he, meaning Jesus, had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. There they are. The three words that I promise you will change your life. Three words that if you will allow to become part of your awareness, that if you will allow to get into your stream of thought, into your spirit, deep down inside where you live, if you will allow these three words, it is finished, to become real to you, it will change your life. Well, Mark, why do you say that? Well, because the reality of those three words is amazing. What do they mean? They mean that the work that God sent his son Jesus to perform was finished. It was done. It was completed. Jesus prayed earlier, as you recall, when he was praying for the disciples and actually praying for us as well. He said, Father, I thank you that I have finished the work that you've sent me to do. Jesus knew that he had been sent by the Father to take on all of the sin of all humanity, to pay the price for the sin of all the world, past, present, and future. And when he hung on that cross and he uttered those words, it is finished, he knew. He was proclaiming, he was saying with absolute certainty that the work of God was finished in him. In his death, the payment for sin was complete. It was paid in full. It was finished. It is finished. And when he rose from the dead, the Bible says in Galatians, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ, yet I live, but not me. Christ lives in me. In Romans and Corinthians, it talks about how we are a new creation in him. When he rose from the dead, we were buried with him and raised with him, a new creation, a new race, as it were. Believers, people who are in his image. And this is radical. This is life-changing, because how do we spend most of our time normally as believers? Well, we get all excited because we maybe come to Christ, we come to God with this promise that no matter what you've done, he can forgive you. He will forgive you. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, it's not finished anymore. There's a whole new set of standards and rules and regulations that we have to live up to be good Christians. But 2 Corinthians 5, listen, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. That means you're new. It means not only were you new when you walked the aisle, perhaps, or responded to someone sharing Christ with you, it means you are in a perpetual state of newness. You are as new right now as you were when you were born again. Well, Mark, how can it be? Well, it can be because it is finished. God accomplished a supernatural, mighty, mighty work when his son died on the cross for you and for me and for all humanity. We don't have to try to figure this out and understand it. It doesn't make any sense that if we do something bad, it doesn't undo all of what God did, but it doesn't. And it also doesn't make any sense that if we do something good, somehow it's not adding to our standing with God. Let me assure you, your standing with God is not based on what you do or do not do. It is entirely, totally, completely based and grounded in what Jesus, his son, did for you and for me. We are in Christ. Therefore, our identity is with him. And when God looks at us, he sees the finished work of his son. Those words, it is finished, echo in the ears of God and echo through the halls of all eternity. And we can stand and rest assured that it is finished. We do not have to perform, jump through a bunch of hoops, try to live good enough that somehow God will maintain his fellowship with us. Often, we are led to believe if we don't live a certain way or if we goof up, well, you know, God takes his fellowship away and you've got to confess your sins in order to get back in right standing with God. Keep short accounts with God. Well, what does that all mean? That means that we're taking our eyes off of the finished work of Christ and the work of God, the perfect work of God, and somehow we're saying it's just not good enough. I've got to add to it by saying something, confessing something, doing this, doing that. No, if you were good enough, then you wouldn't need Christ to begin with. But thanks be to God, it is finished. The work of God is finished. So you and I can live in peace. We can live in rest, knowing that our standing with God doesn't come and go with our personality, with our faults, with our failings, and it doesn't increase with our goodness. Well, I read my Bible today, so God really must be happy with me. God is happy with his Son, and therefore, because you are in his Son, he is happy with you. You and I have got to get into our stream of thought, into our conscious awareness. It is finished. It is finished. Say that with me. It is finished. The work is finished, and we can rest in that. Hebrews 4 says there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. We can believe, we can rest, knowing that our right standing with God is founded entirely upon the work that he accomplished in his Son, Jesus Christ. Today, I'm promising you that if you will ask God, Lord, make these three words real to me, it is finished, he will do that, and it will change your life. It's time that we stopped looking at ourselves and look to him. The Bible says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And where does that faith begin to really take seed in the life of a believer? It is when we begin to believe with all of our hearts that it is finished. It will change your life. Thank you so much for listening today. We will have another podcast up for you very soon. But until then, remember three words that can change your life, that will change your life. It is finished.